Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life. Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness, the podcast with James and Lisa. I'm James.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are back.
Woo! We're back.
Yeah, I know we've been gone for a while, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk a little bit about today. Some of the stuff that goes on when we start getting that story in our head and fears and doubts and all that stuff. So we've been away for a little while, both been really busy, both been kind of reprioritized some things and been working on some courses in your case, some courses in my case, mm-hmm. Some marketing kind of stuff, growing our own skills and abilities and trying to grow our businesses. Yep. And we just had to make a decision that we felt like, you know, we had to put some other stuff in front of the podcast for a while.
Right.
And we were, just before we started recording this, we were both kind of sharing that there was some kind of negative emotions that came with that. Some feelings of, you know, like maybe we're making a mistake or maybe we're hurting ourselves or hurting our listeners.
Yeah, we'll lose people. That was mine. It was like, oh, we're going to lose listeners or, lack of interest or, oh, they're gone. So moving on to something else won't come back.
Yeah. And what did you experience with that kind of story or those doubts or those questions in your head? What did you experience?
Just a kind of a feeling of dread or panic, like, we need to get going again, that type of feeling. But I'm at a place now where I recognize, I'll have awareness around those types of feelings and just kind of turn towards them and just say, okay, it's understandable that I feel that way. And just, kind of listen to the fear a little bit and then shift it.
And what did it shift to?
Well, the knowing that what we're doing is healthy for both of us, that we both knew that we needed to focus on other things. So yeah, just the knowing that we can always come back, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the podcast, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I experienced similar, around the first of the year, I really was in kind of that energetic mode of like doing, doing things and getting things going and starting and moving forward. And, you call that the Mars energy, right?
That's Mars. Yes.
Yeah.
Moving and forward.
So I was in that same place. I was like, okay, we got to get the podcast going again, and you and I, we still meet regularly. And we even talked about it then that it was time maybe to get it going again. But then right about that same time, we both were kind of in an inflection point in where we were. And we kind of had to make a decision to hold that again, mm-hmm. While we worked on some other things,
yep.
Some other projects that we both were involved in. And I was funny. I actually, and we're going to talk about this here today in this episode, this process where we kind of check in with ourselves and just our own inner guidance. Is this the right thing right now for me? Mm-hmm. And, in our case, we're partners in this. So we both, this is one of those situations where when one of us makes a decision, it impacts the other one, just like in any relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And so then I had to sit with, okay, this might be right for me right now, but is this right for us, this partnership right mm-hmm. now? And that kind of adds another like little complicated layer to things.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners face these same similar kind of situations. We're talking about the podcast, but, mm-hmm. all of us face these little micro decisions and these, and they can feel heavy and they can feel like the consequences are greater or more significant. But in the end of the day, they're not, right? That we both know that the littlest of micro decision, the choice we make moment by moment, is no greater or less than any decision, any choice we make at any point throughout any moment.
Yeah,
right?
I like that.
Our story makes it.
Yeah.
Makes it seem more significant.
Right.
And we're going to talk about this in another episode. But Lisa and I are both mental fitness. We both have partnered with Shahrzad Amin and Positive Intelligence. And so we're going to talk about mental fitness quite a bit in this season. And part of what he talks about is this downward negative emotional spiral that we get into. And I think when we make a choice, any given choice, heavier, more significant, like it's a bigger deal, like should I buy this house? Should I quit my job? You know, these things that we say are these monumental decisions, that just strengthens that spiral, right? And that just brings us down deeper.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what do you think about that? Is that something that you believe is true, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you follow that, you know, the story, or I like to call it the storyteller. Anytime you follow that, you're in a bad neighborhood.
Right. And that's, and the way you can tell is your emotions. I mean, when you start to feel negative emotions, fear,
you know, fear is the basis of all of it. Yeah.
Right. And what you and I were talking about just now, when we were doubting whether the decision to take a break was a good decision, the ultimate was fear. That doubt was driven by fear.
Yeah.
And it could be shame. It could be anxiety, whatever it is. If it's that kind of a negative emotion, that lets you kind of know that you're in that downward spiral.
Yeah, you know, if you have any of those feelings, then you know that you're listening to that story.
Right.
You're identifying with that story as opposed to just observing it, because we're all going to have those stories. They're going to happen. So maybe, you know, look at it from the outside in instead of being in it and feeling like this is I'm doomed.
Yeah. And one of the things that I do more and more all the time now that I'm it's really letting me free myself from some of those stories, right? Or at least put them to stop the downward spiral, and like you just said, kind of observe it and let myself, you know, just figure out what the right next step is.
Yeah.
Is what I call, it's basically checking in with the part of your body that kind of is more aware objectively and more aware of where you fit into the current context of life. Right.
Okay.
And the thing about this that I love is, you know, for the most part, as a coach and as a teacher and, you know, consultant, whatever, I'm for the most part, I'm conveying and supporting a client with something that I've learned or we're learning together. But this one is one that I've kind of honed and discovered on my own. And the idea here is that our bodies are like a giant satellite dish, right? That that we have our senses, and including our sixth sense that you love to talk about in your course and stuff.
Yeah.
And this idea is that our brain is a serial processor, and it can only take in so much information and put it in its buckets and label it and do all the things that it needs to do with those information. And so a bunch of information that's coming in from our senses just gets sort of like dumped, right? It doesn't get processed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's not that we are not aware of it. We just sort of ignore it, or we get distracted by something else. But our body's still taking in all that information.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are studies that will say that, 90% of the information that our senses are taking in is being dumped, and only 10% is getting actually processed.
Yeah.
And so basically that just means that this thing up here, we rely on to make almost every decision, every micro choice that we make.
We do. Yeah.
Is being processed by this guy, and we want it. We sort of have put it in charge, but there's a part of us that is more aware, takes in so much more information, and mm-hmm. then puts it in context of us.
Yeah.
Right? And our path.
That's part of the course, that my Your Higher Wisdom course, is I talk about how the body is your receiver of intuition, because you're talking about intuition, like that higher right. knowing, the inner yes. knowing, something yes. of that nature. And some people know the term intuition, and your body is the receiver.
Yes.
We receive intuition through our body. So the more connected you can be to your body, the better you're going to be at receiving intuition or having an inner knowing and being able to make decisions more easily. And then honoring, yes. easily honoring that knowing, and, you know, like taking a break from your podcast.
Right.
Or whatever.
And here's the crazy part, Lisa, is it is absolutely infallible. It is always accurate.
Yeah.
And we all have it. We all have the ability to tap into
it. Everybody has it.
Yes. There is nobody in this world that can't tap into it.
Right.
And it's not, you know, it is our higher consciousness. It is mm-hmm. the part of us that understands that this world and this existence is fully relative to how we are perceiving it.
Yep.
And so it helps us hone the perception so we thrive, because you and I have talked about this in other podcasts. Life is happening for us, not right. against us.
Right.
And so here's the interesting thing, is it's different for all of us, right? It's all what's right for me right now. Someone looking at it from the outside would look at it and say, well, that's kind of illogical, or that's not rational, because right. they're not me.
Right. Just like we were talking earlier, that people, some of our listeners were coming to me and saying, what happened to the podcast? And you should do, you know, you should get going again. And that was brought up fear in me because of the way they were looking at, at my life. Now they enjoy our listeners. Hello out there. Enjoy the podcast. And
yeah, they wanted to hear
it.
They
and wanted to hear more. It more, but it, yeah, for yeah. me, it caused a little bit of, you know, like, oh, you know, we got to get going. But really in reality, I knew if I dropped down into my heart, I know, okay, this is, we're doing the right thing. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of what Lisa and I have committed to in this second season of Practical Consciousness, the podcast, is we're going to really amp up the practical piece. So probably less talk about sort of the philosophies and the concepts, and really now how do you apply higher consciousness in everyday life? And we've always kind of said that's our theme, mm-hmm. but this season we're really, really, really going to like practice things with you guys. And just kind of open the doors and let you see sort of how we actually apply this stuff in our lives as well as many of our guests. And we're going to have a lot more guests this year. A
lot of guests. I'm excited about the guests.
So in that vein, I wanted to use today's podcast, kind of our reintroduction, to actually do this exercise where you guys can start experiencing within your own bodies where you find answers to help you make choices.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do a little exercise with you, our listeners. And hopefully this will help you start to hone in on your inner guidance. So for this to work, to be most effective, it has to be kind of a binary yes, no kind of a thing. And so let's say, for example, you're sitting with a couple of job offers. Like maybe you've been out applying for some new work. You want the COVID situation has said, hey, I want to work from home. I don't want to go back to the office. And so you've put feelers out for jobs and you've got a couple of options. Maybe you've got three. Maybe you've got three job offers. You're fortunate in that sense. And for this process to work, you've got to kind of narrow it down to a kind of binary situation. So you pick two, and really you only pick one, but you test two. So let's say you had a job offer for this nonprofit, and you're thinking about it. And it's like, oh, I feel really good if I work for a nonprofit. And, I'm at a stage in my life where I want to get back. Blah 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 blah. So that's your brain, right? That's your brain forming a story, telling yourself it's almost like it's telling you what's best for you based on the variables that it can see. So for to actually utilize this as a tool, you've got to actually kind of say to yourself, you've made the choice. I'm going to work for this nonprofit. And then you're going to feel into what that feels like. So you say to yourself, I'm going to work for this nonprofit. It's really simple. You're either lit up or you're not. So as you place that sort of, 'cause your brain doesn't know pretending versus reality. And so when you say to yourself, I'm taking this job, I'm going to do blank for this nonprofit. And you don't feel lit up. And when I say lit up, I mean excitement, thrrilling, and you feel it. It feels like it's not a mental exercise. You feel it. And if you feel lit up, in other words, it's a hell yes, then that's the answer. Any other rationalization you add to it at that point is just that. It's just rationalization. For you right now, that's the right choice. Anything else, if you find yourself going, well, I mean, I'm not lit up, but I really want to get back, then it's a hell no.
You let your brain get involved
It's
again.
right. Don't let your brain get involved. It's a no. And then you test it against the other thing. So let's say you had the other option is a job where it's better pay and you're going to be remote, but it's kind of the same work you've been doing with just a different company. And so you say, okay, I'm going to take that job and I'm going to work for that. And then do you get a hell yes feeling, or do you get, are you lit up? Are you excited? Or do you feel ease? And because that's a lightness, light up, you feel ease. And if you get a hell yes, then don't question it. That's it. So you gotta know on the nonprofit, and then your head's gonna kick back in again and go, but that's service, and that's the point is you never know what's around the next corner. And so stepping onto the path to take that other job maybe puts you in a situation where you can provide greater service to something else you're not even aware of right now.
So it sounds like to me, the best way to start something like this would be on little, simpler things, like, not big decisions like a job. Like, start with, should I have a salad for lunch or should I have the soup or whatever, like maybe like salad versus hamburger. But you might be lit up on the hamburger, like, hell yeah,
Yeah,
time to be.
exactly. That's exactly right. And I would say it doesn't matter what you start it with, as long as you start to practice it. And the more you can apply it, like, there's times where I literally will be sitting in the restaurant, I'll be looking at the menu, and there's I'm always down to two things, right? I want the burger or I want the grilled cheese sandwich, whatever. And it doesn't have to be a complicated process. You just say, okay, I'm going to order the grilled cheese sandwich. How does that feel? No, it was
Okay, I
pretty
like that.
nothing. And I didn't feel anything. I ordered the burger. Oh,
I'm gonna
that
try
sounds
that
pretty
next
good.
time I order something. I don't go to restaurants very often right now, but We're starting to. So,
because your body knows what it wants.
Yeah.
So let's do this exercise. Let's do this with them. And the point of this exercise is to identify the spot in your body that tells you hell yes or no.
Okay.
Where you feel that light up. Mm-hmm. It's different for everybody. Some people it's in their head. Some people it's in their heart. Some people it's in their hands.
Yeah. And when you start this, you might not know where it is for you. I know for me, it's usually in my heart. I feel like this opening. But I think when you're starting out, just pay attention to your body. Just like where do you feel the strongest sense coming from?
Yeah.
Might be your feet. Might be the top of your head. Could be anything.
And you might be surprised where it is. Mm-hmm. So let's do this. We're going to practice this with our listeners. We're going to ask, and Lisa and I are going to do it with you. Just close your eyes and get grounded a little bit for a second. Let's just get grounded in two really deep breaths. Take in a really deep breath. And then let it out. We're going to do one more big deep breath in and then let it out. Now, I want you to invite you to rub two fingertips together with such intention you can feel the ridges of your fingerprints on both fingers. All right, perfect. Now I want you to become aware, to focus on your body, the whole body, all of it at once. Now bring your awareness to the tip of your right thumb. Feel the air on that thumb, what it feels, what that thumb feels like. Just notice everything about the tip of your right thumb. I do this because a lot of people think, well, I can't become aware of my body. And the fact that you were able to just focus all your attention on just one part of your body, one very small part of your body, proves that you can bring your awareness and your focus in to your body. I don't know why you can or how you can, but you can. So let's go ahead and become aware of our whole body in its entirety. Now I want you to ask yourself, you're going to ask yourself an inner guidance question. Don't think about it. Just do it. The question is, where in my body can I figure out if something lights me up or doesn't, and instantly drop into wherever that is in your body? Don't question it. Some people it's the palm of their hands. Some people it's the top of their head. Some people it's their stomach. Some people it's their heart. It's different for everyone. Now, when you went to that part, I want you to notice the feeling you had. Was it excitement? Was it ease? Was it softening? Great. Now bring your awareness back to your whole body's entirety. We're just gonna validate. So ask yourself this question again. Where in my body is the indication of what lights me up? And go there immediately. Bring your awareness and attention there. Perfect. Now become aware of your body again as it's in totality. And one more time, we're just going to validate. Where in my body indicates to me if something is a hell yes or a no? Perfect. Now open your eyes when you're ready. Did you go to your heart, Lisa?
Well, my head was telling me my heart, but then I experienced something different. So
oh, interesting.
It was more like a third eye thing, and it was like an internal vision of like brightness, like a flash, like a flash.
Interesting. So,
but okay, I could feel it in my head. It was like, you know, like something blooming in my in my forehead. So
yeah. So that's the point I made earlier is we have these preconceived notions. We have these kind of conclusions our brain hold on to, and that in the context of the here and the now, it may or may not be accurate.
Yeah.
And so we're relying on this flawed thing,
yeah,
our mind, to make decisions, and they're not the best equipped, right, in any given moment to make these kind of decisions. But we all do it, especially our listeners who are left brainers, right? We think our mind is the best at making any decision, and in reality, for doing work, like, you know, calculating and writing code or leading people or whatever, it is a good source of, sure, of, it's a computer, right? So it's a good processor.
Yeah.
But when it comes to making choices on our own happiness and our own, fulfillment, it's the least equipped. We can get an accurate read from our bodies.
Yeah.
And for me, it's my shoulders, which is so weird, but for me, it does. If it's a hell yes, my shoulders just lighten.
Yeah.
Right. And I just know, it's like, I don't question it anymore. Or I should say I question it less and less all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's what I relied on when we took the break, is I was like, it's always a hell yes to just give it some more time to put it on the back burner and let's focus on these other things for now.
Yeah. I would love to hear from listeners what they got. Like, I'd love to hear other, because another thing I felt too was like this, like opening in my arms, almost like opening my arms up. So it was like an energetic feeling down my arms. So, but I'd love to hear what other people got when they tried this exercise. I'd be really, really curious to hear what other people experienced.
Yeah. So if you haven't joined us yet on the Facebook group, Practical Consciousness Podcast, Facebook group, please join us and share what you experienced. And if you have ideas or things that you want us to address from a practicality perspective in your own life, let us know. And we'll weave it into our upcoming episodes or with some of our guests.
Yeah.
I just think that this is just another example of where we're taking the podcast, where we're going to really just be much more of a application based discussions.
Yay!
We'd love to hear. So I think with that, we're glad to be back. We're glad to be engaged with our listeners again, and I, for one, am super, like, hell yes, excited about getting back into this.
Yep.
And we'll see our listeners down the road.
Yep.
With that, I think we'll say goodbye and thank you.
Bye, everyone.